KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. An Amber Alert issued early this morning for two children missing from Jefferson has been canceled after both children were located at a Des Moines hotel with the suspect, 21-year-old Allison Tucker. Tucker was arrested and taken into custody without incident. Both children were found safe and unharmed. The Jefferson Police Department at 3 a.m. had issued the Amber Alert in connection to the disappearance of two Native American children identified as 4-year-old Reed Day and 2-year-old Rhea Leanne Day. The children belonged to a good friend of the suspect who was allowed to leave them with them Sunday afternoon when they traveled to Des Moines to look at a dog. Tucker did not return to the children and had no contact with the mother. Two people from Pottawatomie County were arrested Sunday afternoon on child endangerment charges in Red Oak. Authorities say 27-year-old Matthew Edwin Kaufman of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 3:20 p.m. in the 300 block of South 2nd Street on a valid Council Bluffs felony warrant for child endangerment with bodily injury. And at around 3:27 p.m., 29-year-old Tricia Marie Agee of Council Bluffs was arrested in the 400 block of East Senate Avenue in Red Oak on the same charge. Both suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $7,500 bond each while awaiting extradition to Council Bluffs. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating separate incidents of burglary and shots fired. Authorities say at around 10 p.m. Sunday, officers were called to 2724 North Broadway Street for a reported burglary in progress with possible shots fired. An initial investigation has determined 34-year-old Sean DeShane and 32-year-old Georgetta Bothwell, both of Council Bluffs, were at home when they saw two white male suspects attempt to kick in their back door. DeShane and Bothwell retreated to another part of the house where they heard the suspects enter the residence. The unknown suspects were seen taking property out of the home as they fled in a white Dodge truck with the front bumper missing. One of the suspects allegedly fired several shots from a semi-automatic handgun toward the residence, but no injuries were reported. The second incident happened around 5:47 p.m. Sunday. Council Bluffs police were called to the area of 6th and Mill Streets for a report of shots fired. An initial investigation determined 31-year-old Rodney Corson of Council Bluffs got into a verbal altercation with a white male who pulled out a semi-automatic handgun and continued to argue with Corson. The suspect, who was described as having brown hair about 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing 140 pounds, allegedly pointed the gun at Corson as the argument continued. As Corson backed away from the suspect, the man fired a shot at Corson's feet. No injuries were reported. The suspect then left the home and took off in a possibly silver-colored Buick sedan with dealer plates. Both incidents remain under investigation. A chase in Cass County that began with a traffic stop ended with one person being taken into custody early Sunday morning. Details of the event have still not been released, but according to scanner traffic at the time, the chase began when the driver of a pickup failed to stop as he was speeding 95 in a 55 zone. The man led a Cass County deputy in a wild chase that included many county roads and ended up in a farm field. Troopers of the Iowa State Patrol also assisted in the pursuit, which ended at around 1:45 a.m. Sunday. A traffic stop early Saturday morning northeast of Cobourg in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man from Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 25-year-old Adam John Cross of Corning was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. after his Ford F-150 pickup was pulled over at the intersection of 250th Street and I Avenue. During the stop, Montgomery County K-9 was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics coming from the vehicle. A search of the pickup resulted in the discovery of suspected methamphetamine and numerous items of drug paraphernalia. Cross was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on charges that include possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI drugged first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. A deflated tire on a motorcycle caused an accident Saturday morning on Interstate 29 in Fremont County. The Iowa State Patrol says the 2003 Suzuki, driven by 49-year-old Philip W. Gordon of Omaha, was traveling south on I-29 near Exit 15 when a tire went down, causing the bike to sway. The cycle toppled onto its side, tossing Gordon and his passenger, 47-year-old Lori Moore, also of Omaha. The pair slid on the shoulder of the road while the cycle came to rest in the area between the off-ramp to exit 15 and the interstate. Gordon was transported by helicopter to Creighton Hospital while Moore was taken by Sydney Rescue to St. Mary's Hospital in Nebraska. A report on their conditions was not released. The accident happened at around 10 a.m. Saturday. And the Crawford County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop conducted last Wednesday near the fairgrounds in Denison resulted in a drug-related arrest. During the traffic stop, the K-9 Bayou alerted to the vehicle and a search was conducted. Found inside was methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. All items were seized for evidence. Charged was 24-year-old Sean Anthony Ingvall of Denison. He faces possession of marijuana third offense, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Ingvall's bond was set at $2,000. And on Friday, a man from Denison was arrested on theft and other charges after officers with the Denison PD were called to search for an individual who had allegedly stolen items from the Walmart store in Denison. Upon arrival, officers observed the suspect flee and were unable to locate him. The Crawford County K-9 unit was called in to assist in the search. The K-9 located some of the stolen property and the male suspect. 24-year-old Nathan Heron of Denison was arrested for fifth-degree theft, trespassing, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $1,000. In our funeral announcements, Thomas George Hoffman, age 68, of Walnut, died Thursday. Graveside services for Thomas Hoffman will be today at 10:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Arlene Sunderland, age 95, of Harlan, died May the 28th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Arlene Sunderland will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Inez Opperly, age 90, of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Graveside services for Inez Opperly will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Sylvia Witt, age 68, of Griswold, died Thursday at University Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Sylvia Witt will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Omaha. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. And Quanah Mae Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died May the 20th in Colorado. A visitation for Quanah Warner will be Saturday from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.